USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Federal agents who patrol the U.S. border will deploy to sanctuary cities across the country where local jurisdictions are hindering immigration enforcement. The deployment of Customs and Border Patrol agents, some with tactical training, to the interior of the country represents another escalation in the confrontation between the Trump administration and the local jurisdictions that have set up roadblocks to immigration enforcement. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Matthew Albion said additional forces are needed because people without legal authorization to be in the country are being released from local jails into sanctuary cities before his agents can take them into custody. The acting director did not disclose when or where the agents would be deployed, but an official disclosed details not provided in the statement, saying that major sanctuary cities such as San Francisco, New York, Atlanta, Boston, and Detroit will be involved. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A former federal prosecutor is reacting to the Stone sentencing recommendation. With that story, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
The debate continues in Washington, D.C. over the sentencing of Roger Stone. Stone, a longtime friend of President Trump, was convicted for lying to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering. The Justice Department has overruled the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendation prosecutors have made in the case. Robert Ray is a former federal prosecutor. He tells Fox News the sentencing guidelines did seem a bit stiff.
The president has the absolute right to step into this, and for what it's worth, I happen to agree that the sentencing recommendation was too severe. So the president's right, the attorney general's right, and for what it's worth, I agree with them.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now endorsing Bernie Sanders for president, a move that puts him in a position to become the leading voice in opposition to Sanders' newest rival, Mike Bloomberg, his predecessor in leading the nation's largest city. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency amid predictions that a river running through the area of the state capital of Jackson could burst its banks and spark widespread flooding. Forecasters believe the Pearl River will crest above 38 feet to levels not seen in decades following days of torrential rains across the southeast. Reeves said the state should prepare for one of the worst floods in its history. The people in the area are under evacuation orders, and some people have already filled trucks with furniture and other belongings to get out. We've said more than 2,500 homes and other structures will be flooded by the rising waters. A jury awarded $265 million in punitive damages to a southeastern Missouri peach farmer who argued that the weed killer dicamba had drifted onto his orchards from other farms and severely damaged his trees. An award that could bode well for other farmers suing the chemicals maker. The punitive damages awarded to farmer Bill Bader of Campbell came a day after the jury awarded him $15 million in actual damages, agreeing with his argument that the dicamba had drifted over from other farms and severely damaged Bader Farms, which is one of the largest peach farms in the state of Missouri. Attorneys for Bayer, which makes dicamba, vowed to appeal. In response, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has increased the restrictions on dicamba usage in recent years. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.